Just be. Be holy, for I am holy. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. And be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. What is your calling? What is the work to which you have been called? God is calling out of the Gentiles a people for his name, men and women who are ready and willing to die to self and live to Christ. God is calling out of the Gentiles a people for his name, those prepared to suffer the consequences, to be conformed into his image. God is calling out of the Gentiles a people for his name, individuals who through patient endurance will finish life's race. God is calling out of the Gentiles a people for his name, people who will be awarded gold and silver and precious stones, disciples who will one day hear him say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." How is this great honour to be achieved? How could this honour be lost? How are we to run the race and win and achieve this incredible prize or suffer loss? How do we ensure our inheritance is gained and secure, and not despised or lost? Well, we need to pay heed to the word of God, which instructs us in godly living. We must hearken to the apostles' direction to strive lawfully to receive the crown. But how do we strive lawfully? What does this mean? Well, it means to take note of the instructions that God gives us through his word. Be holy. Be perfect. Be transformed into the likeness of Christ. We are first to be his workmanship, created in Christ unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. There is nothing that we can do of ourselves. Our good works are as menstrual rags to him. For it is God who works in us, not we ourselves that work for him. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do his good pleasure. Until we understand this principle, we walk in fleshly lusts along the Christian path. And while we busy ourselves in fleshly works, we produce wood, hay and stubble, all of which will be burned in the consuming fire of his judgment seat. So, Christian, be ready to be and not to do. Individual effort in whatever ministry or work you find yourself is to no avail, for it must be God who works in us, not we ourselves that work for him. The most important step towards this goal of being and not doing is to know Christ. And this is our lifelong service. It has nothing to do with the birth from above, the salvation of your spirit. Your eternal salvation is secure in Christ, completed the moment you believed, when you were born from above by the Spirit. Oh, but this has everything to do with sanctification, the salvation of the soul. Sanctification doesn't depend on what you do, but who you are in Christ. No, it's not what you do for him. It's what he does through you. Paul, who throughout his life spread the gospel in every part of the known world, reached towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He wrote, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, I reach forward to those things which are ahead. Paul, at the end of his life, eternally saved on that road to Damascus years before, earnestly strove at the end of his life to attain to being made conformed unto his death. He ran to win the prize. He strove to finish well. He said, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. As Paul pressed on to be holy and be perfect and be transformed into Christ's likeness, so must we. If we too, like Paul, desire to achieve the prized inheritance, for as many as are mature have this mind, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, oh, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I might apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Oh, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forward unto the things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us, therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this unto you. Philippians 3, verses 10 to 15.